702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, let's catch up with the rest of the world now. Adam Gilchrist, here we are again. Minneapolis, another police shooting, another black driver dead, and yet more protests.
Yeah, exactly that. All this whilst the George Floyd trial continues, or I should say the trial of the police officer who shot George Floyd. 3 weeks in we are to that, so tensions are already around, the focus is already on police behaviour, and yet we now know that a very experienced woman police officer, Kim Potter, thought she was pulling a taser but pulled a gun and then shot young Dante Wright, just 20 years of age, after being stopped at a traffic stop. I think it's one of those classic pull people over, see if their documents add up. Now, is there racism involved? Maybe, you could argue, more black drivers are pulled over than white drivers. It may well be the case. In this instance, it doesn't feel racist, but tell that to the protesters and people who already very heightened sense of injustice in this part of the United States. Plus the fact, of course, that why do American police officers have to immediately pull a weapon anyway? It happened to my dad. He was pulled over. Well, we were all in there in the car in the, as a family in Texas. And as the police officer told us to stop, yeah, they then walked up to the car with their hand on their holster. I don't get why they have to do that. But in this instance, somebody lost their life because of it.
But I suppose it's difficult to not see it in any other way, Adam, given the context of what's been unfolding in America for all these years.
Exactly.
Particularly if it's in Minneapolis, my goodness. I don't understand this one. In India, we know, of course, that what they've had the record in terms of the highest number of COVID infections in a day, and now huge crowds gathering for a Hindu festival.
I know, put the two and two together there. 168,000 new infection cases in India on Monday. I don't believe they've published the figure for yesterday, but I'll bet it's something similar. And could this get worse? There have been 13.5 million coronavirus infection cases in India generally. The death toll's going up, the infection rate's going up, the R number, the dreaded rate at which the thing spreads, is going up. And yet several million Hindus have gathered to take a dip in the Ganges River. This is in a part that perhaps we don't know that much outside of India, Haridwar City. Up near the Himalayas. But it's one of those festivals. This is an extraordinary thing. London has a sort of smaller version of it. In fact, I'm sure most cities have smaller versions of it. This particular one, the big one, the Kumbh Mela, takes place only every 12 years. So you can see why people want to be there. It's the rite of passage, if you like, as a young adult. But at the same time, as you say, if you're taking 100 plus thousand cases a day, a pandemic, several million people together, oh boy, the consequences of this could be enormous, couldn't they?
In a population of over a billion people, let's not forget. Adam Gilchrist, that's this morning's Worldview.